And when thou art poured out on us, thou art not cast down, but thou upliftest us. Thou art not dissipated, but thou gatherest us. But thou who fillest all things, fillest thou them with thy whole self? Or since all things cannot contain thee wholly, do they contain part of thee? And all at once the same part? Or each of its own part, the greater more, the smaller less? And is then one part of thee greater, another less? Or art thou wholly everywhere, while nothing contains thee wholly? What art thou then, my God? What but the Lord God? For who is Lord but the Lord? Or who is God save our God? Most highest, most good, most potent, most omnipotent, most merciful, yet most just, most hidden, yet most present, most beautiful, yet most strong, stable, yet incomprehensible, unchangeable, yet all changing, never new, never old, all renewing, and bringing age upon the proud, and they know it not, ever working, ever at rest, still gathering, yet nothing lacking, supporting, filling, and overspreading, creating, nourishing, and maturing, seeking, yet having all things. Thou lovest without passion, art jealous without anxiety, repentest, yet grievest not, art angry, yet serene, changest thy works, thy purpose unchanged, receivest again what thou findest, yet didst never lose, never in need, yet rejoicing in gains, never covetous, yet exacting usury. Thou receivest over and above, that thou mayst owe, and who hath aught that is not thine? Thou payest debts, owing nothing, remittest debts, losing nothing. And what have I now said, my God, my life, my holy joy? And what saith any man when he speaks of thee? Yet woe to him that speaketh not, since mute are even the most eloquent. Oh, that I might repose on thee! Oh, that thou wouldst enter into my heart and inebriate it, that I may forget my ills and embrace thee, my sole good! What art thou to me? In thy pity teach me to utter it. Or what am I to thee that thou demandest my love, and if I give it not, art wroth with me, and threatenest me with grievous woes? Is it then a slight woe to love thee not? Oh, for thy mercy's sake, tell me, O Lord my God, what thou art unto me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. So speak, that I may hear. Behold, Lord, my heart is before thee. Open thou the ears thereof, and say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. After this voice, let me haste, and take hold on thee. Hide not thy face from me. Let me die, lest I die. Only let me see thy face. Narrow is the mansion of my soul. Enlarge thou it, that thou mayst enter it. It is ruinous. Repair thou it. It has that within which must offend thine eyes. I confess and know it. But who shall cleanse it? Or to whom should I cry save thee? Lord, cleanse me from my secret faults, and spare thy servant from the power of the enemy. I believe, and therefore do I speak. Lord, thou knowest, have I not confessed against myself my transgressions unto thee, and thou, my God, hast forgiven the iniquity of my heart? I contend not in judgment with thee, who art the truth. I fear to deceive myself, lest mine iniquity lie unto itself. Therefore I contend not in judgment with thee, for if thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall abide it? Yet suffer me to speak unto thy mercy, me, dust and ashes. Yet suffer me to speak, since I speak to thy mercy, and not to scornful men. Thou too, perhaps, despisest me, yet wilt thou return and have compassion upon me. For what would I say, O Lord my God, but that I know not whence I came into this dying life, shall I call it, or living death? And then immediately did the comforts of thy compassion take me up, as I heard, for I remember it not, from the parents of my flesh, out of whose substance thou didst sometime fashion me. Thus there received me the comforts of woman's milk, for neither my mother nor my nurses stored their own breasts for me, but thou didst bestow the food of my infancy through them according to thine ordinance, whereby thou distributest thy riches through the hidden springs of all things. Thou also gavest me to desire no more than thou gavest, and to my nurses willingly to give me what thou gavest.